What brought about the summit was an agreement between UNICEF and the government here that we need to up our game. We need to draw more attention to the related issues of female genital mutilation and cutting and child marriage, and we need to provide a platform for everyone around the world, organizations, individuals, governments, to commit themselves to eradicating both of these harmful practices.
Who's attending the summit today?
The summit is attended by a big youth delegation from around the world that actually participated on the weekend in their own summit leading up to this one. We have heads of state, first ladies, high-level representation from the African Union. Prime Minister Cameron just spoke. UNICEF's executive director is here. The head of UNFPA is here. So it's a range of sort of high-level officials. And then at the same time, we have endless civil society organizations, many of them from countries around the world who have dedicated their whole lives and the duration of the life of their organization to addressing female genital mutilation and or child marriage.
UNICEF released new data today on FGM and child marriages. Can you tell us about this new data and also if there was anything surprising about it?
So two things. Let me just walk through the data. Today, more than 130 million girls and women who are alive have undergone female genital mutilation and cutting, and that is data that's being collected in 29 countries around the world, which have the highest prevalence. So that's FGMC. On the other hand, the data tell us that over 700 million women in the world today were married as children. So quite astounding statistics. Now, the good news is the data also tells us that these practices are on the decline. So this is very, very good. However, if we only are able to sustain current rates of decline seen over the last three decades, the number of women married as children, 700 million, will remain flat to 2050. So we will not see progress if we only move ahead the way we are right now. So if we double the rate of decline, we will go from 700 million to 450 million by 2050. And we see something very, very similar in terms of if we only double the rates of decline, the current number of girls affected by female genital mutilation will remain the same by 2050. So a lot more has to be done is the message.
Well, this sounds very encouraging. Can you give an example of some of the changing attitudes, some of the areas where they're changing?
If we look at Kenya and Tanzania and the practice of female genital mutilation and cutting, today a girl is a third less likely to be cut than she was 30 years ago. So it's possible to achieve change. But I think, you know, we mustn't be frightened by the magnitude of the problem because we have solutions. But at the same time, we have to say, this is a wake-up call. You know, what kind of a world do we want for our girls by 2050? Well, we certainly don't want another 700 million of them married as girls.
So then how do you go further? Well, I know it has to be an effort on a local grassroots level. So how do you all mobilize communities to change their attitudes and not feel the social pressure to continue these practices?
The stuff that happens at community level, family level, is where the change not only happens, but it's where it gets sustained. And this is the UNICEF strategy, basically, is to flood the market, the local organizations that are working, the faith-based community that are inside. And I often use the expression change happening not from the outside in with some posters and, you know, a TV spot, but in fact, change happens from the inside out, from that community leadership. It requires collective change. So if there's a community A here, community B over there, and if A and B can get together and agree, you know, we're not going to marry off our girls. Actually, we're going to get all our girls into school and keep them in there. This is what we're starting to see, the sort of ripple effect, if you will, of that community abandonment, collective abandonment. And for UNICEF, what we want to see is not just a number of communities. We want to see whole districts. And then eventually, of course, you want to see a whole country. And the same holds true of female genital mutilation and cutting. And so these are the kinds of messages that we need to get out there. And what we think will happen, and where I've been, you know, most certainly will happen, is we'll also see declines in maternal and newborn child deaths by addressing child marriage. So the knock-on effects for the whole society and for the well-being of girls and whole families will be very evident. And then just a matter now, I think, of escalating the pace because we can't plod along the way we are.